Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian officials say Russia has fired 30 cruise missiles against various parts of the country in the latest nighttime test of Ukrainian air defenses, which shot down 29 of them. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Kyiv officials said defense systems also shot down two exploding drones and two reconnaissance drones early Thursday. A military spokesman said one person died and two were wounded by a Russian missile that got through and struck an industrial building. Loud explosions were heard in Kyiv as the Kremlin's forces targeted the capital for the ninth time this month. It is a clear escalation after weeks of lull and ahead of a much-anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive using newly supplied advanced Western weapons. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced Wednesday the Black Sea grain deal that allows safe passage for ships bringing Ukrainian agricultural products through Russia's naval blockade has been saved from the brink of collapse for now. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laritondo reports.
The president says that thanks to the efforts of Turkey and support of its Russian and Ukrainian friends, the Black Sea deal has been extended for 2 months. It was initially set to last 120 days from July last year. Ukraine is one of the world's biggest grain exporters, and Turkey and the United Nations have been hosting negotiations for the deal's continuance. The Ukrainian government is welcoming the extension, but says Russia must stop using food as a weapon and blackmail.
That was Reuters correspondent Matthew Laritondo. China says its special envoy met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during talks in Kyiv earlier this week. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said at a daily briefing that Ukraine's foreign minister also met with Li to discuss how to end Russia's war. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden met with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Thursday after arriving in Japan for the Group of Seven summit. The two discussed ways to strengthen defense cooperation and counter coercive behavior by China. The White House said in a statement, President Biden said the economic and national security alliance between the two countries is strong.
As you said back in January when you were at the White House, I think the quote is, we face one of the most complex environments in recent history, security environments. And I couldn't agree with you more. But I'm proud that the United States and Japan are facing it together.
The wider summit kicks off Friday. Before leaving for his trip, President Biden pledged to remain in constant contact with negotiators back in Washington, working to head off a federal default. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the debt talks could not be put off, so President Biden scrapped the back part of his trip.
The work that we need to do bilaterally with Australia through the Quad and with the Pacific Islands is work that can be done at a later date, whereas the final stretch of negotiations over the debt limit or over the budget cannot be done at a later date. And that default can't be postponed, but the trip can be postponed.
Nigerian police said Wednesday they're searching for the attackers who opened fire on a U.S. convoy on Tuesday, killing consulate staff and two policemen before abducting three other people. VOA's Timothy Obiezu reports from Abuja.
No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but authorities suspect separatist agitators in the region. Security forces have blamed the indigenous people of Biafra for increasing violence in the southeast. In recent years, the region has seen increased attacks, including many raids on offices of the Independent National Electoral Commission, or INEC, in a bid to disrupt elections. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Israel has deployed more than 2,000 police for a parade by flag-waving Jewish nationalists through the main Palestinian thoroughfare in Jerusalem's Old City. Authorities say the heightened security presence is part of a determined effort to ensure the contentious event passes without violence on Thursday. Police have decided to allow the thousands of marchers to take the traditional route through the Old City's Damascus Gate. That's despite an uptick in Israeli-Palestinian violence over the past year and heavy fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza last week. Diane Roberts, VOA.